Last week, I supported the Iraq supplemental spending bill that was approved by the Appropriations Committee. I do not support setting a calendar date for withdrawal from Iraq, but the legislation also laid out benchmarks and required regular briefings to Congress by General Petraeus. Setting measurable goals is absolutely essential for our strategy in Iraq, and I have been pushing for these conditions for staying for more than 2 years. Today, an amendment was offered that would remove provisions of the bill. While the intent may be to remove the non-binding withdrawal date, the amendment actually went beyond that. It also would have removed several other critical provisions, including language acknowledging that the situation in Iraq has become a civil war and calling for diplomatic and political engagement on the part of both the Iraq and American governments. Such steps are necessary for success in Iraq, and I do not support taking them out of the supplemental bill. Therefore, I voted against the amendment. We can't win Iraq's civil war. That'll take Iraqi leadership. Congress must begin the process of making the Iraqi government accountable for Iraq. To do so, we must deal with both the funding and future role of our troops. If we do not do so, we'll be failing the American people.